Thank you, Christine. Change of scene. Almost 300 runners enjoy fine weather at the Red Hot Toddy Harriers event. Tomodden Harriers put on a great show with their own local road race event, the Red Hot Toddy. Warmer, fine weather ensured bumper fields, which were well up on the previous year. There were 247 runners in the main 10-kilometre event and 50 in the one-mile fun run. Entrants came from as far as Ireland, and Suzanne Copley did a great job organising the event for the first time. Preparations were pieced together with meticulous detail, and there was great support from other club members leading up to the event as well as on the day. In the 10K event, John Rahoe of Holcombe Harriers won in a speedy 38.467 seconds. Just ahead of local resident John Lloyd of Salford Harriers in 39 minutes and 7 seconds. The first female finisher was Halifax Harriers' April Caulfield in 23rd place overall in 45.06. This tough race takes in two laps of Tomodden Centreville Park before runners make a tough long climb up Ewood Lane to meet the valley tops at Southall Road. Once this climb is out of the way, the race is largely downhill to a fast finish back at the park. Andrew Worcester and Robin Tudnam finished first and third for Harriers in 2017, when there were only 140 runners in the main race and 15 in the fun run. This time, Matt Flanagan flew the flag for Harriers in fifth place in 41.05. He was the first veteran 45 runner home. Next to finish for the Harriers was Jonathan Mitchum in ninth. He was the first V60. Mark Anderson claimed the V55 prize, finishing 31st, and Sauberbridge Snails sent the biggest contingent, 45 runners, and Sean Suttle led them home in third place in 39.07. Rebecca Pollard was the club's first female home in 56.11. Snails founder Jodie Smith was delighted with the efforts of her club's runners and led the praise to Harriers. She said, "Well done, everybody, and well done to Tomodden Harriers, who organised a great race." And 50 eager young runners took to the start line for the fun run. The one-mile race invited people of all abilities to take part and took place before the main 10K race. Seth East crossed the line first in 6 minutes 56 seconds, with fellow under-11 runner Bea Wigmore close behind, finishing the race just 3 seconds later. There were lots and lots of lovely photos of the young runners in Centreville Park, and they all look as though they enjoyed themselves.